We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
1.7 FM in Memphis.
Today. This is Nancy. You have been listening to Memphis Undercover. I'm going to be leaving you in a few moments, and Sonosphere will be up at 4 p.m. So be sure to stay tuned here to WYXR 91.7 FM, or you can hear us online at wyxr.org. And right now, I'm going to leave you with a couple. This is Johnny Thunder.
You're enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Well, look at all the hate. Take a look around at Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. Love your next door neighbor, and don't forget to say grace. And tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. How you don't believe we're on of destruction. How you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Hi.
Noise.
Our outro here.
It's gonna be weird.
Yes. Hi, I'm Amy.
And I'm Chris.
And we're Sonosphere.
You're listening to WYXR
91.7 on your FM dial.
You future's hinting at itself. Do you feel what I feel? All those names of ancestry, too gentle for the stones they bear. Somewhere, someone wants to see you. Someone's traveling towards us all. To wonder why you're up. To live, love, and cry you're up. Say are dimming, the lounge is dark, the best cigarette is saved for last. We drink alone, we drink alone.
You are listening to Sonosphere right here on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We're your hosts. My name is Amy.
And I'm Chris.
And thanks for joining us for this special edition of Sonosphere. We are featuring Christian Finesse. He is a composer, electronic composer, and I got to speak with him while I was at Big Ears Festival in Knoxville late March, and it was such a kind of a treat. I didn't think we were going to make it happen, and it ended up happening last minute, and so it was really good brief conversation. He's going to talk about some of his collaborations that he's done. He's going to talk about the approach that he took to the performance at Big Ears, and actually that was his second performance he did at Big Ears. I think he did another one like years ago, not when I was there, and maybe not when we were there. I don't know. But it was, it was pretty good. And we're featuring tunes today on the show, some of Finesse's work, but also the work of the folks that he's collaborated with, like Sparkle Horse. We'll have some of their stuff coming up. Ryuichi Sakamoto. And speaking of Sakamoto, we're actually hearing his collaboration with Sakamoto and a few other composers on this compilation or this live album that we're hearing right now. So we'll play this out a little bit, and then we'll get into the interview from the Big Ears Festival in my interview with Finesse.
Awesome.
So stay tuned. Yeah. All right.
I mean, first time back in the studio after we were here last week. Thanks to all the listeners. We got 100% of our goal for Pledge Drive.
Yep.
And, if you didn't have a chance to donate, then I will remind you that we are a nonprofit community radio station that's driven by your support. So you can go to wyxr.org/donate or just wyxr.org and check out the site in general.
Yes, there's lots of cool stuff on there.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, let's listen to that interview.
All right, here's Finesse at Big Ears in late March talking about his work right here on WYXR 91.7. Start just to introduce yourself, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Hello, my name's Christian Finesse.
And I was actually at the performance last night.
Yeah.
And I went, and it was in the pew in the church, and I actually almost felt it as much as I heard it. So can you talk a little bit about your approach to the performance last night?
Well, you know, high volume is very important for my shows, because I think the audience needs to feel the physical impact of the sound. Otherwise, it's boring. And I think yesterday, yeah, it was right there. And I basically improvised with sounds and parts of my last albums. That's how I'm always doing it.
So how do you approach something like that then? You know, you have an extensive, you know, library of your work. So what makes the cut?
Well, it's getting more and more difficult the bigger the archive grows. But, it's really improvising. It's just, you know, what I feel at the moment, I pick something and work with this, mix it with something else, play a bit of guitar on top.
That was beautiful when you brought out the guitar.
Thank you.
It really like added another physical element.
Yes, I think it's important. Otherwise, just pure laptop shows can be boring, I think. Well, I did that for many years, but since I used the guitar live again, it feels a bit more like a, I don't know, almost like a rock show or something.
It did. So did the church play in the space, the way that you play off that space at all?
Of course it does always play a role somehow. I mean, I have the biggest respect for churches and religions and all that, so I'm trying to play loud and, you know, heavy sometimes, but also showing respect. And maybe also, kind of play with the spiritual atmosphere of a room, like a church.
And that is an older church, too.
Yeah. Do you know how old it is?
I don't really.
No problem.
Is this your first time in Knoxville?
No, I was here at the first edition of Big Ears, yes.
Really?
Many years ago.
What was the difference?
It was smaller. It was really a small festival back then. It was nice.
Yeah.
Now it's a huge thing.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I've been like the last maybe five times.
Have you?
Yeah. Mm. So it's been nice. But so if you still have some time, I wanted to talk a little bit about the way that you approach collaborations. You know, you've started out, you know, with your own kind of groups, and then as you, you know, started going, you would work with like Sakamoto and many other composers. How do you approach a collaboration like that?
We're very open-minded. It's the only way you can do that, you know. And I love to work with people from different genres. So, I mean, I've been working with jazz improvisers a lot, with classical players, orchestras, Ryuji, as you have mentioned, David Sylvian, Mike Patton. And, you know, with every collaboration, because every collaboration is different, but with every collaboration I learn something. And it makes me grow as a musician.
Do you, when you're, because you've, like you said, different genres, so you go from like harsher noise to sort of like minimal sound. Mm-hmm. When you are approaching these collaborations, do you already have in your mind what you're going to bring to it, or do you play more?
Yeah. Just for example, with Sakamoto, I knew he wanted just to play the piano, so I can't play a big wall of noise, but I did some noisy ambient sounds, you know, that you could play on top too, and that worked really well, I thought. So that's what I thought before we started. Okay, I prepare something like that.
What makes you say yes? I imagine there would be a lot of people asking you to work with you. So what makes you say yes?
First of all, you know, there has to be the time for it. You know, schedule has to be okay. And second, I have to like the people. I have to like the person. I only work with people that I like.
Has there been anyone that has approached you that you didn't really know? And then how do you...
Yes, a few times, actually. It's very funny. I mean, I don't know so much music like a journalist would do, for example. You know? To be very honest, and this was one of my most beautiful collaborations ever, when I got approached to work with Sparkle Horse, I didn't know them. And then, of course, I bought all their records and worked with them for a long time. But first of all, I had no idea. And the same goes for a Norwegian rock band, actually, Ulver. Yeah, and they are, Ulver means wolves in Norwegian. like they were meant to be like this kind of satanic heavy metal people, you know, from Norway. But no, they weren't. They were the sweetest people ever, and beautiful music.
That sounds awesome. I'll have to check that out. So, what are you excited about next? You know, you've had a long journey. What's coming up next?
After this tour, you mean?
Just in your, yes, and in your...
Well, it's all so stressful at the moment. My wife and I have to move into a new apartment just when we are back from the tour. Mira is my wife.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's not very exciting, but it has to be done. And I'm actually looking forward to have a rest afterwards.
Good.
And maybe make a holiday somewhere, Italy or something.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
So, where are you touring?
You mean that?
All over. Are you doing a tour after this?
Oh, yeah. Well, tomorrow Seattle, then Portland, then San Francisco, every day. In L.A., then Philadelphia, New York, Raleigh, Durham, Iowa City, and Dallas.
Okay. Wow. I'm from Memphis. Have you ever been to Memphis?
Tennessee? No, I haven't.
You should make it out sometime.
Yeah. Super.
Yeah. Well, I guess kind of lastly, you've covered a few things in your past, from like Beach Boys to Mahler. I really love the Mahler.
Yeah.
What do you think you bring to these kinds of legendary artists?
I don't know. Most of the time, let's say many times, it was actually almost commission thing. So people were asking me if I could do this. But I did a few other. The Beach Boys was really my idea because I loved them so much. I love Brian Wilson's work. And you probably don't know, but I even made a cover version of Aha's Hunting High and Low, which I'm quite proud of.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And stuff like that. So it's music that I love.
Sounds like you have a lot of passion and love for things. And when you have that passion and love for something, like that's really what you focus
exactly.
on, right?
That's how you say it.
Is there anything else that you would like to tell today? Okay. Well, thank
you very much.
Thanks so much for taking this time. I really love what you do, and last night was beautiful.
Oh, thanks. So. You know, I'm not allowed to say it, but I play a secret show at 7.
7?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm not allowed to say it, but what's it called? The Jackson Tower?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, I won't.
But that's why I have to get ready and pack my stuff and everything.
Well, please do. Right. Thank you so much. Have a nice
afternoon. Surface people with hair in their hair.
You are tuned in to Sonosphere right here on WYXR 91.7 FM and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in this Monday, and we're here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. And we're your host. I'm Amy.
And I'm Chris.
Yeah.
We heard a fantastic interview with Finesse that you were able to conduct it at Big Ears this year.
Yes. And yes, it was awesome.
And you curated quite a playlist to accompany that as well. It's really nice.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, we had a good conversation. The interview we played earlier, he talked about his performance at the St. Andrew, was it the Baptist Church?
I think it's the United Methodist okay. Church.
In Knoxville.
I think that's what I just read.
I think you did. Yeah. We've seen a few folks there in our Big Ears times, yeah. But that's where Finesse played.
Some magical performances in that space.
Seriously.
I mean, all of Big Ears, really.
Right.
But
it's a beautiful church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seeing some of those performances in the Tennessee Theater, the different churches,
yeah.
in the art museum and yeah. everything. It's
yeah.
really cool.
Finesse talked about in the interview, you know, how that space and how that church really kind of lent itself well to the sound walls that he produces on his laptop, and he also plays guitar too, so he kind of had the guitar, he brought that out towards mm-hmm. the end, and it was a really great performance. And he actually opened the very first Big Ears in 2009. So he's, you know, he's
a veteran.
He's a veteran, and he's
a Knoxville veteran.
Yeah. Well, I guess I can tell you what we've been listening to. So that playlist that we accompanying with the interview with Christian Finesse today is mostly Finesse's work, but also some work of his collaborators. So we heard Sparkle Horse, actually with PJ Harvey, and that song was Piano Fire. And then we heard Sparkle Horse and Finesse, their collaboration, which was called In the Fish Tank 15 back in 2009. It was when that album came out. And after that, we heard his collaboration with Sakamoto from a 2007 album called Sendri, and that's such a beautiful album. And he kind of mentioned that in the interview, that, you know, he knew that Sakamoto wanted to play some piano, and that's
just
who
piano,
he is. Yes. Yeah. So he was like, I knew that, you know, I had to be that I could create some loud noises, but I had to also make sure that the piano was front and center. So just the way that he approached that collaboration and the difference, you know, between that and his with Sparkle Horse. Anyways, that's just, it was a good talk, and I hope that we hope that you're enjoying it so far.
Yeah, and as always, we will remind you that we are a nonprofit community radio station that's driven by your support. You can donate today at WYXR.org. You can always call us too at 901-460-3031. We'd love to hear your voice. You know, tell us your
yes,
thoughts.
Yes, give us a call. All right, well, we're hearing Tim Hecker right now, who really was influenced by Finesse and dedicated an album to it. But this song is Celestina. It's about to be over. So we're going to hear next Jim O'Rourke with Sonic Youth. Finesse also did a collaboration album with Jim O'Rourke. So stay tuned. That's up next right here on WYXR.
91.7 FM.